Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been talking about what to do when the heat is on. So many people today are facing tremendous pressures. They feel like the heat is on in their lives from every side, and somebody's trying to turn up the thermostat. God wants you to be able to be victorious regardless of the pressures of life that you face. He wants you to be like those three Hebrew children who came out of the fiery furnace without the smell of smoke on their clothes, untouched by the flame of the fire that they endured. But what do you do when the heat is on? God has given us in His Word keys to victory in every situation that we will face in life. This week we've talked about several things that must be done when the heat is on in our lives that will release the power of God to us when we are under pressure. We are to walk in humility when the heat is on because God releases the power of His grace to us that brings a turnaround in our situation. We are to walk by faith when the heat is on because that faith, that trust in God will bring forth God's answer on the scene of your situation. We are to walk in love when the heat is on because God is love and God Himself brings His presence and His power. When a person walks in love, when they are under pressure, God responds to that. And today, I want to give you one more key that will bring you to victory when the heat is on in your life. When the heat is on, worship and praise. We find in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 an amazing story that gives us this critical principle. The people of Judah were in a very, very pressure-filled situation because three enemy armies were coming against them to battle against King Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah. In verse 2 of chapter 20, 2 Chronicles, it says, "Then came some and told Jehoshaphat, saying, 'A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are in Hazon Tamar,' which is En Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah." The heat was on for Jehoshaphat. He did not have enough soldiers to fight the great multitude that was coming against him. And as it turned out, it was three separate armies that had joined together to fight against Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat had the people of Judah pray and seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat prayed this way. He said, "Oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." Now all Judah with their little ones, their wives, and their children stood before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jehiel, and the son of Mathaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph in the midst of the congregation. And he said, "Listen, all of you, Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, go down against them, and they will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you." And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Now, here we find that they were under tremendous pressure. An impossible situation was facing them. Three enemy armies. They were outnumbered. What could they possibly do? God's Spirit spoke to them through the prophet and told them, "Position yourselves. You do not need to fight in this battle. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." What did King Jehoshaphat do? How did he position himself? What were these people to do and not lift up a finger to fight in that battle? It's the very thing that God wants you to do. Most people want to go and try to fight it out, figure it out, struggle in the flesh, come up with some strategy, some idea. They immediately, when the pressure comes to their life, start to lean on their own resources of natural ability and logic. And yet, God says, when you're in an impossible situation, you have to position yourself. You have to stand still and see the salvation of God. You will not need to fight in that battle. God has called you to be like Jehoshaphat. How did they position themselves? It's quite fascinating, and it brought about a mighty deliverance from the hands of God. It says in verse 21, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who could sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." Now, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and they were dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. God wants your situation to turn out like this. He wants you to be able to position yourself, stand still, see the salvation of God, but you'll have to do it full of trust that God's your deliverer, and you will do it through worship and praise. When the heat is on in your life, you must worship and praise God. The most natural thing to do would not be to praise or to worship. It would be to go, "God, why is this happening? Why are you letting this happen to me?" And many Christians revert to that type of distress praying, and it isn't really prayer. It's accusing God that he's not good, that he would allow such a thing to happen in your life. But the reality is, we live in a fallen world, and sinful people do sinful things. But God says, if you'll trust yourself to him, stand still and see his salvation, position yourself by worshiping and praising God, leaving the battle to him, God will turn it around. I heard a most magnificent testimony of this just yesterday. A good sister in the Lord told me of her natural sister who had this experience. She had taken into her home the child of a relative who was a drug addict. At 6 years old, she brought this young girl into her home, raised her in the church, poured love into her, trying to raise her up in the things of God. And yet when this child turned 13 years old, she fell in with a bad crowd and began to be a drug user just like her mother and her grandmother before her. She rebelled against the lady who had taken her into her home. And after receiving a discipline for violating one of the house rules, she became very angry with this surrogate mom who had taken her in. And she decided she wanted out and plotted to accuse the woman of abusing her, knowing that social services would remove her from the home. Well, her plot worked very well. She went and bruised herself and got herself looking like she had been abused, and she reported at her school that she had been beaten by this woman who was actually her aunt. And immediately the police came, and as the woman went to pick up the young girl from school, arrested her. This woman was a godly woman, worked for the county, and suddenly was being arrested and booked into jail where she had to spend a weekend accused of being a felony child abuser, which were completely false accusations. She was even interviewed by a social worker who worked for the county that she herself had hired. It was a humiliating experience, and yet this Christian woman maintained her attitude of complete trust in God and focused on worshiping and praising God throughout the whole thing. When her relative spoke to her, she said, "I am praising God. He is going to deliver me." She would not back down on praising God. She never accused God, "Why did this happen? I'm trying to serve you and take care of this young girl." Instead, she praised the Lord, believing God would turn it around. The woman was, of course, completely exonerated. Nothing went on her record. The whole thing was reversed, and it became very clear that this young girl had manipulated because she was angry with this stepmother, who was actually her aunt. God will deliver you if you will do according to the word of God. When the heat is on in your life, maintain a position. Position yourself. Worship and praise God. Stand and see God's salvation, and He will turn your situation completely around because He is your deliverer. When the heat is on, walk in love. When the heat is on, walk by faith. When the heat is on, walk in humility. And when the heat is on, worship and praise, and you will see the hand of God move on your behalf. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. There's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around. Have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.